The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. Right, looking at ethical and social responsibility in relation to the operations management functions. Now, ethical and social responsibility is something that will be really important to your business management studies throughout all the outcomes that you'll be doing. So it is important that you have a strong definition of what you understand ethics and social responsibility is. So in order for a large-scale organization to demonstrate their commitment to social and environmental responsibility, as well as showing the ethical codes that they have as part of an organization, operations managers have to choose their resources very carefully, minimize the harm to the environment by examining their production process. So organizations need to demonstrate their social responsibility and ethical considerations by obtaining inputs from companies that also operate ethically as part of their supply chain. So the procurement and the purchase of products from ethical suppliers is very important. Also, to be ethical is in relation to the fair dealing of suppliers and not using perhaps your strong market share and strong market power to deal unfairly with your suppliers. Environmentally sustainable inputs are important to ensure that what you are using is items that are going to be sustainable and renewable as part of your production process. Staff need to be trained to be and treated fairly as part of your ethical responsibilities in the operations system, and make sure that the technologies and the facilities that you are providing them meets their requirements. The processes stage, we need to make sure that we use methods to transform these inputs into finished goods and services that minimize waste, minimize pollution, and minimize harm to the environment and the local community. Occupational health and safety is a really important consideration, and ensuring that we are ethical by following the laws of occupational health and safety. The use of labor as part of our transformation process and ethical labor and how we use it is important as part of the transformation process. The respect of rights of other parties, not breaching copyright, is an ethical consideration. The disposal of waste products and how we dispose of them and its impact on the local environment and our relationships with our customers is an important consideration. And are we treating them fairly and in line with what the law requires us to do? Outputs, we need to ensure that there is also only benefits to society that don't harm customers. We don't want to cause problems for our society from the goods and services that we've produced. We want to enhance the quality of life. We want to make sure that we are a valued citizen. So by providing a responsible product or service and being able to educate our consumers on that. Ensuring that our items that we produce are of high quality is something that is ethical, because therefore we're minimizing the waste moving forward. If it's an item that will last a long time, we are minimizing the chance of waste contamination as part of this disposable society that we're living in. Product safety and consumer health, reliability of items, that they're going to last as long as we say they're going to last for. The packaging, and making sure that we don't have an excessive amount of packaging to show that we're being socially responsible in relation to packaging waste. Sensitivity to the community, being aware of community standards and community needs and ensuring that we are meeting those requirements in as part of our operations. And marketing of our products, are we doing it honestly? Are we meeting those needs of that? There are a whole lot of things to consider in relation to ethics and social responsibility, and we've just really just scratched the surface. But making sure that we're using renewable items, make sure that we're using recyclable products, minimizing waste, following the laws, and making sure that we're doing things above and beyond that they require. If we become a market leader if we're seen as being ethically and socially responsible. This itself could give us a competitive advantage over our other suppliers, our other competitors that are in the market. So that's it we need to know for operations management. A lot to get through, and this counts to 40% of your Unit 3 outcome. Make sure you review the areas carefully. Go through and have a look at case studies. It is worth reviewing some Mega Factories videos that are available on YouTube. In particular, try and get your hands on either the Heineken or the Coca-Cola one. It gives you some good examples there of a production process and looks at different things such as productivity, facilities, layout, quality, inputs, processes, outputs, everything that we looked at. Oh, of course, technology as well in relation to that. Study hard. Don't forget that operations includes services. It's not all just about goods. And good luck. This is it for Unit 3. We'll see you very soon for the start of the Unit 4 podcasts, which look at the human resource management function. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.